Thank you for downloading this Tanker Market Report podcast from CoracleOnline.com, professional development specialists, in association with Braemar Seascope for October the 7th, 2010. This podcast is made possible with the kind sponsorship of ShipServe, the world's leading e-marketplace for the buying and selling of ship supplies. Please go and find out more about them at ShipServe.com. The perfect storm has hit VLCC earnings. Depressed freight rates combined with an almost $30 a ton hike in bunkers. It seems that certain owners have thrown the voyage calculator out of the window and opted for employment above any financial return. Usually when the bunker prices increase, there is a reaction in the freight market as owners seek to redress their earnings. This is not the case when there are record numbers of VLCCs heading to Fujairah and charterers are keen to improve on last done. Owners' willingness to cut each other's throats means there's blood in the water, and AG East earnings are in the hundreds of dollars rather than thousands. However, at least the rates are positive, whereas the AG West round trip calculation doesn't even bear thinking about. Last done for the West was 280 at 32, but with the eastern wet rate weakening, charterers will try to reduce this once again. The doom of the AG is lifted slightly in West Africa, as the shortage of VLCCs in the Atlantic has meant that as the Suezmax market rose, that the VLCCs weren't able to take up the slack. This has resulted in West Africa to the US Gulf rates rising from 260 at 50 to 260 at 61 and a quarter. West Africa East also rose and is now being fixed 260 at 60, so there is good news for owners who can reach their early laycans, but these improved rates will be killed in the stampede of ballasters when they can make the dates. The 30-day availability of VLCCs arriving at Fujairah is 67 double hulls and 14 single hulls, compared to 68 doubles and 11 singles the previous week. So far for the month of October, we have recorded 64 fixtures, which is slightly concerning for owners since 22-26 October laycans are now being worked. Unless the month end is heavily stacked up with cargoes, we could be in for a shorter month of less than 100, causing owners' bottom lips to tremble. With the freight rate for 280 AG Rotterdam being world scale 32, up 2 points from last week, but with bunkers at $484, owners' earnings are minus $5,250 a day. This compares with AG to South Korea at 42, down 3 points, and returning owners just $290 a day, down from $6,500 last week. Moving to the Suezmax sector, and finally we saw signs of life in the West African market. After the recent increase in levels of activity, owners managed to turn that into rate gains. Last week was disappointing due to the fact that there was plenty of action, but no real change in earnings. It was a very different story as the week started, with a group of cargoes coming in, and rates jumped from 67.5 to 75. The level of activity carried on, and rates are now up to 87.5 for the US Gulf. In total, we have seen around 15 fixtures from West Africa, which in itself may not have been enough to have such an impact, but with other areas busy, owners well and truly took advantage. The last decade from West Africa appears to have been a strong level of cargoes left to cover, which can only help owners further. There were a couple of big factors affecting the Suezmaxes in the Med this week, the main one being the ongoing Lavera strike, and secondly, the strengthening West African market. The continuing wildcat strikes in France firstly reduced the number of workable ships, but also served to increase the confidence of owners in safe positions. Add into this volatile mix the levels of activity and the good strength being seen in the Aframax market, and it becomes clear why rates moved fairly dramatically. As we move forward into next week, it looks like the Lavera industrial action will continue, and we are starting to see weather delays in some of the Mediterranean ports, which is increasing sentiment further. It appears as if charterers with cargoes left for October, whether Black Sea, CrossMed or MedTA, are going to have a fight on their hands. It has continued to be quiet in the AG for the Suezmaxes, largely due to the continued malaise in the VLCC market. An AG India cargo achieved world scale 77.5, which was a slight drop, and the AG East came out at about 72.5 as expected. The big influence for Suezmaxes in this area now is coming from West Africa, as owners have started to ballast vessels round to collect end-month cargoes. Although the AG market remains untested, the sentiment is becoming stronger and is likely to fix at around 80 by the time the next AG East cargo fixes on a good quality ship. Things started to look up for the Aframax owners this week as the Western markets, with the exception of the Caribbean, all recorded the first increase in earnings in recent months. The North Sea started off slowly, but as more and more ships began to get picked off, and with the French strikes coming into play, sentiment picked up. With the Med seeing a burst of activity, leading to rates nearly doubling, sentiment became even stronger in the North Sea Baltic, and owners began to start feeling bullish. There was slightly more demand from the Baltic this week, and although rates firmed, the change hasn't been significant so far. However, with a number of ships on subs and uncertainty over the French strikes, owners are likely to hold out for higher rates in the coming days. Down in the Med, Aframax owners can raise a glass of thanks towards the French and their ongoing strikes. As with the other markets, these have been part of the reason for rates nearly doubling in the space of a week. And some owners have even been lucky enough to be caught on demurrage in Foss and Lovera. These two ports have been inactive for the whole 7 days, and it doesn't look like they will be jumping into action anytime soon, as the stalemate remains between Sarkozy and his government versus the workers' unions and rest of those in the public sector. As major discharge ports in the Med, this has tied up a lot of tonnage, uncertain of when they will sail, meaning prompt tonnage has been sparse and charterers have paid up to seek safe coverage. As a result, the last done of last week was 80 at 82.5 for Cross Med. Now rates are 80 at 150. The only way is up for the moment, and one can only guess at how high these rates will go, as it is impossible to predict when these strikes will cease and consequently replenish the tonnage available to fix. Unfortunately, east of the Suez, the story for the Aframax owners remains the same as before. Not enough activity for there to be any movement in rates. TD8 is still 80 at 100, and TD14 remains 80 at 90. As a result of this, some owners have already or will choose to ballast to the Med and Black Sea to take advantage of the far superior earnings. Moving to the clean markets, and it has been another quiet week in the LR market, with several LR1s and LR2s still sitting prompt in the AG. The East-West gas-oil arb closed this week, crushing the only glimmer of hope in the LR2 market in the short term. Just under $2 million was fixed for a well-approved LR2 for AG UK Cont this week, and although Naphtha Movement's AG Japan have been very quiet, the market level is nominally 105, which is back to April's levels and the lowest we've seen this year. At this level, owners are only earning around $7,000 a day, which is under operating expenses. The hope is that there will be some resistance among owners and that we've reached the floor. However, with a still plentiful tonnage list in the AG for the rest of October and with many charterers and traders in Singapore for the APEC parties next week, the worry is that if owners start panic fixing, we'll see rates drop further. There was little activity on the LR1s, and any cargoes that came into the market were snapped up almost immediately. There were 3 naphtha cargoes fixed out of the Red Sea to Japan by a couple of lucky owners at relatively high levels of 55 at 115. The AG West jet route was very quiet indeed, and like the LR2s, owners are earning under OPEX at the moment, going either east or west, so the hope amongst the LR1 owners also is that we've hit the floor. In the West, and finally, there was some movement on TC2 this week. Market watchers have had to endure weeks of softening markets, and that pattern seemed set to continue with TC2 initially softening further to 125, but on Wednesday there was a tightening of the position list off a mid-month position, and this enabled 2 owners, who had been watching their position lists carefully, to get on subs 37 at 140. Since then, there has been the rather predictable overexcitement from owners, with the next TC2 offers coming in at 155 to 60 level, which means that charterers will withdraw from the market until next week and hope that some heat will dissipate. It's hard to see how this is anything but a short-term blip brought about by a tightness in the 15-20 October window, as from the 20th onwards, the picture definitely starts to ease again. Some refinery outage in the Caribbean and in the States may well add a little spice to an otherwise moribund Caribs market, with PDVSA shutting down part of its Amway refinery and the fluid catalytic cracking unit at the Hess refinery at St. Croix having an unscheduled shutdown following a weather-related electrical failure. Whilst initially one would expect this to have a negative impact on freight rates, with the amount of gasoline available decreasing, if these outages continue into the medium term, then it is likely that Northwest Europe will have to take up the slack, but at the moment rates are still languishing in the 38 at 130s. Thanks for listening.